Tonight, we take a look at the Spider-Man Far From Home trailer, and it'll be the first time that Zia gets to see it. But we'll mostly be talking about the first few episodes of season two of The Punisher, including giving you the day and time and just maybe some of the people on the AfterBuzz TV Punisher Season 2 panel. All that coming soon. We will, of course, have Marvel TV Weekly starting now.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Now, it's hard to think of song placement that I've enjoyed as much of this anytime recently.
So
I mean, there's definitely great times, especially for fight scenes, songs that you don't expect. This is not a song I ever expected to be, one, in a Punisher episode,
no.
Two, in a fight scene. And the whole time, up until that point, I'm like, oh, okay, when we do Marvel TV Weekly, I can, have one of the songs that the bands are playing. Oh, the waitress's name is Beth, could go with Beth by Kiss. And then I'm like, nope, me and Bobby McGee. Well, over here on Marvel TV Weekly, it's me and Zia McGee. I'm Christian Blatt. You can find me right here. I was going to give my social media, then I remember we're not supposed to do that anymore. But anyway, I'm right here alongside Zia McGee.
I'll be Zia McGee today. I love this song so much. And that, oh my God, it was so perfect in that scene. It was beautiful.
Yeah, and we will talk a lot about Punisher Season 2, Episodes 1 through 4. We're going to try and do it like light spoilery. Light spoilery. Because we'll talk about it in a way of, like, things that happen in the episode for sure. We're going to try to not hit any major things, any surprises, any, like, ways that, you know, episodes might end. But we do want to actually talk about what happened on it. But before we get to that, I wanted to do something fun that we did once before on this show.
Ooh.
We do have the Spider-Man Far From Home trailer, the official trailer, which seems to have all the things in it that were in that trailer that they got to see, like, in Brazil at some Comic-Con, and they didn't release it, and everybody was so upset that they didn't get to see it. Okay, well, we have it now, okay? So you're upset for a month, but now we have it. So the way that this is going to work is our friend Jonathan in the booth is going to he'll sync it up with myself. So we're gonna have Zia take off. For those watching on YouTube, you're gonna see this. We're gonna have Zia take off her fancy headphones. She's gonna put on my non-waxy earbuds.
Yeah, and that's what he says.
And by non-waxy, I mean there's crazy glue in them. Whoops.
Oh crap.
But it's all right. You'll still be able to hear. We're gonna sync up, and I want to make sure that I don't ruin either of our shots. So
okay.
Jonathan, if I've done that, you let me know.
No, I'm ready for you when you are.
Great. So,
tell me when to press
and,
play.
Yeah, so we're gonna go full screen here, and then I think I'm gonna let Jonathan, you want to do a little 3-2-1 countdown?
Sure.
Okay.
You ready, Zia?
Ready.
All right, here we go. In 3-2-1, play.
All right. Well, we see him flying already, so now you know it's good stuff. We're in store for all sorts of good things. Anytime he used the web wings, that's great. And, of course, he's doing some nice appearances there. Yeah, well, if you remember the end of Homecoming, she clearly knows.
That's right.
Some great bantering here with Happy and Aunt May. Who I always, I guess now that Tony got married to Pepper, I guess it's perfectly fine for Happy to swoop in. Speaking of swooping, look at what Spidey's doing, just swinging all around the city. And, of course, he's going to head abroad, and he's just like, meh, what would I need the Spidey costume for? Which, by the way, I would never leave home without it. Mostly just because it would be awesome to have that Spider-Man costume. Awkward banter with MJ, which is probably going to be the definition of their interactions, but that'll, of course, be fun. And, so far we're just seeing the laughs.
Oh,
and
no.
Then this is when things start to go sideways.
Oh, no,
and
I love him.
Well, I'm sure he'll be all right.
oh, it's just Nick Fury.
Yeah. And Yeah, so, you know, we're getting to see the one and only Nick Fury, for those of you listening on iTunes, or, you know, the many other platforms like Spotify or whatever, and you can't see this right now. That was the moment when we saw Nick Fury, and Spidey has a suit, and there's a lot of discussion about some of the characters that we see here. There's one in particular who it's very obvious who he is. And it's someone that we've talked a lot about. But right there, it looked like the Molten Man, which is very exciting because it's a particularly old character. And right there, we clearly have Hydro Man. So we're having a lot of elements represented here. And then here he is. Oh, my gosh, Jake Gyllenhaal. You are so handsome. But
where's the bull?
That's right. Exactly. We need it. We need it. There it is. We've got the fishbowl head. That's probably the most important split second of the Spider-Man Far From Home trailer.
The song.
And then, of course, for any of you watching live in the chat, let us know what you think of this Spider-Man Far From Home trailer. We'll get Zia's utmost reaction as soon as she's done laughing and done watching it. All right, so we can put that down right now. And so just overall thoughts. What were you most excited about? What are your thoughts as you've seen that now?
First of all, I'm excited that I'm going to go home and rewatch that again.
Yeah.
On a bigger screen. On a bigger screen.
Yeah. My laptop's not large enough.
No,
yeah.
It's not even that. I want to watch it again.
Yeah, I agree, by the way. Yeah.
I'm excited. That looks awesome. I am so excited to see
to see that movie. Despite the fact that we're going to have Captain Marvel, we're going to have Avengers Endgame, and allegedly we're going to have Dark Phoenix before then. So we're going to have three Marvel superhero movies. I know they're not all MCU. We're going to have three Marvel superhero movies before that. So I'm not looking past any of those movies, but it is really exciting to see.
I'm so excited. I'm so excited to see Nick Fury. I love Samuel L. Jackson, just everything anyway. And I'm also really excited because it looks like it's going to be fun. I always look forward to Spider-Man because even though it has its serious moments, it's just fun. And there's funny moments. The comic relief is great. But you still feel something.
Yeah. No. I mean, the movies always tend to be well done. The movies without Topher Grace in it usually tend to be pretty good. By the way, I actually like Topher Grace in other things. But anyway.
I met him once.
Oh, yeah?
Sorry.
Nice guy?
Completely off
topic.
No,
that's all right. Nice guy?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's all right. It happens. In any case, I mean, his name's Topher, so
yeah.
You know, it's like he's probably got a chip on his shoulder.
Yeah, he was okay.
In any case, I think that it's very exciting to see, and I don't know what Ivan Soto's talking about something that'll tie into the Punisher.
Mm-hmm. He's got a point.
He's got a point about Mysterio not having the fishbowl the entire time. I'm okay if he doesn't have it the entire time. I do want him to have it some.
At least
I don't want him
majority.
To just have it like once or twice.
No.
If it's like a big dramatic scene, it's better that the fishbowl's not on.
I guess you're right. If you want to see his face and his facial expressions, and he is a really good actor, so you want to be able to have that conveyed through, you know, expressions and everything. But still. Black Magic 99. She just described every Marvel movie. LOL. You're right. You're right. But some are a little bit more serious than the Spider-Man ones tend to be.
No, I mean, look, Spider-Man and Ant-Man, those are your funnier movies.
Yeah.
And look, the Iron Man movies have plenty of jokes in them, and they're lighter. Yes, the Marvel Cinematic Universe movies are fairly light, but at the same time, they're not as jokey as the Spider-Man movies, you know?
Because Peter Parker is always making jokes.
That's true. He's a wisecracking web swinger. That's why I love that kid. Yeah, and I don't know, you guys in the chat, and even if you're watching or listening to the archive version and you've seen the trailer, your thoughts about some of the characters in there. I feel very confident about Hydro Man and Molten Man. Anybody else? ZSB Lewis says in Thor, I would say just Thor Ragnarok. Thor Ragnarok is the only one that really played up the comedy. Yes, there's a couple of jokes, especially in the first one, but Thor Ragnarok was the only, like, comedic Thor movie. Thor Dark World, which is, what, your favorite, right?
No, I just
liked
it.
It's like your favorite movie ever. It's like,
I've watched it 1,000 times.
She said it's the Citizen Kane of the MCU. She said it once, I'm sure. I just, all right, now everybody's just pointing out how they're all full of jokes, like Guardians. But I'd say Spider-Man's lighter than the stakes that the Guardians deal with. You know, the Guardians are always dealing with death and destruction of universes and things. I mean, come on, Star-Lord's dad was a human planet. So, you know, it's tough in any case. So we're having fun. That's what it comes down to. We're going to have fun when we see Spidey movies. I feel like Avengers Endgame, you're going to feel better when it's afterwards. It's not going to be light and it's not going to be fun like that.
It's going to be really high stakes.
Yeah.
I'm going to go into that movie stressed. I'm already going into that movie. Like, I'm so excited to see it. I'm stressed.
I always talk about how, when I see one of these big movies, I need to see them a second time because the second time I can relax and watch it. Mm-hmm. Like, Infinity War is a perfect example. I was just so tense during it, you know? Spider-Man Far From Home, I wasn't that tense through the whole movie. Not Far From Home, Homecoming, the one that we already have. Yeah. I almost gave away that I'm a time traveler and I've already seen the movie.
I knew it.
Wait a minute. Wait. That shouldn't have been out loud.
Fishy things.
In any case, fishbowly things. In any case, I think that Avengers Endgame is going to be that. But let us know. I mean, I know this isn't our major topic, but do you guys get stressed out when you finally get to sit down and see these movies that you anticipate so much?
No.
Does it help to see it a second time?
Stardrew just said, Zia and stress, please relax, Zia.
Yeah. Stardrew's right. Absolutely. You know? Yeah.
But Ivan also said good point, so you know.
And Heywood Wong wants to know, you guys not worried? Avengers Endgame would be 3 hours long. Avengers Endgame can be 4 hours long.
I'd be fine with that.
I will definitely pee during it. I'm not going to hold it for 4 hours, but I will be excited for a 4 hour movie. I will. I'll just ask the projections. Can you pause the movie? I'll be right back. Give me 2 minutes. Give me 2 minutes.
I'll be right holding back. It for 3 hours.
Yeah, just come on back. Anyway, and Peyote Pete. Can we give the DCEU a hell yeah? Not on this show. What are you doing in here?
I think
he's being a rabble rouser.
I'm going to say this really respectfully, though. I really liked Aquaman.
Yeah.
Back to Marvel.
No, it's fine. It's just, he brought it up. In any case, and Ivan Soto always pees before he goes to movies. Now we know everything we need to know about Ivan Soto. That was kind of our really big news today for this week's show. You know, it's a little bit lighter, but we have some in-house news. Before we dive into our conversation about the first 4 episodes of The Punisher, and we might not get through 4, so let's possibly keep it to 3, but we will talk about the first few episodes. So here is the announcement that I'm sure you've all been waiting for here on Marvel TV Weekly. Before we get to that announcement, we have a different announcement. Zia, what's your announcement?
We have an announcement before an announcement. And my announcement is, before we move into our next topic, we just wanted to say thank you for making us the ESPN of TV Talk. And for us to continue to grow, we could use your help. If you're on YouTube right now, hit that thumbs up button and subscribe. If you're on iTunes, please give us a 5-star ratings. 1 through 4 just does not work. So 5 it is. But no matter where you are, leave us a comment so you can get involved in the conversation. Being a part of AfterBuzz TV has meant so much to all of us, and we truly appreciate you supporting us in doing what we love. Don't forget to tell your friends and keep enjoying our shows.
And don't forget to petition for the ability to add a 6-star, because we could use those 6-star ratings if they ever happen. Thank you, Zia. Now, the announcement I was speaking of is a lot of times people want to know, hey, that's great that you guys talk about Marvel TV weekly, but we want to see the after shows for the specific shows. And there is already an after show for Runaways. There is an after show for The Gifted, and there will indeed be an after show for The Punisher Season 2. You will get episodes twice a week, focusing on 3 episodes each episode. 3 episodes of The Punisher per episode of the after show. The first episode will be this Wednesday at 10 Pacific, and then the next will be Thursday at 3 Pacific. So you get twice a week, back-to-back days. And yes, as I always say, we know Wednesdays at 10 Pacific is 1 a.m. Thursday for those of you on the East Coast. Please subscribe, as Zia just told you how to do, and you will not miss it, and you'll be able to catch up with it in the morning. And then, you know, you can watch them back to back. You can watch it at, what, right before 6 Eastern, which is when we'll have the other one. And we're going to do 3. And by we, Zia, I sure do mean you and I are going to be on the Punisher panel, which is a little touch and go for a minute there. We thought that it was only going to be one of us.
We thought we were going to have to fight it.
Yeah.
We're going to have a fight.
If that happened, there was going to be a fight to the death on this show.
On this show.
Now, no one said we needed to fight to the death, but we thought it would only be fair.
Yeah.
You know, out of homage to Frank Castle. Because like, we could have arm wrestled for it. Z would have won. I get it. That's fine. But I thought it was better to do fight to the death. So
way more exciting.
I mean, it would have been better for and people who are watching.
There's really no reason for both of us to be living. Like, you know, we only need one for the show. Like, it's fine.
Yeah, it's fine. But since that didn't happen, so it'll be the two of us and April, whom I don't know. Do you know April?
I do. I have actually done an after show with her. I did Castle Rock with her. She's great. I'm super excited.
April O'Donnell is her name. Yeah, I don't know her at all, but it'll be nice to get to know her. And so it'll be the three of us, and then, you know, we might have people sit in sometimes, and we can try for guests. Don't know how many of those actors and creators are based out here in L.A., though.
I'd definitely get John Bernthal.
I would love to.
Yes, I don't know, but that would be great.
Yeah, I and if he wants to, you know, sit in, just sit on the couch as Frank and just watch and not really talk to us, maybe give us some
grunts.
I'm fine
with that. He could just stare at us.
That's fine. We just wanted to stare at you.
Look.
I mean.
So Heywood Wong says in the chat, more importantly, are you guys adding another person to this panel, MTV Weekly? Are you getting tired of us already, Heywood? I understand.
What do you mean by MTV Weekly? What do you think we're going to talk about the Jersey Shore and Beavis and Butthead? I know Beavis and Butthead is a super old reference, but I thought it sounded better than Headbangers Ball. We would love to have another person on this panel, but Zia's ego is too big for that. No,
there can only be one.
You know, kind of. Yeah. Look, why do you think she edged out everyone else who was on the panel?
As soon as I got here, where'd everybody go?
Amy and Carrie, gone right away as soon as Zia got here. Why do you think I sit so far away from her? We would love to have more people on the panel. There are some interested parties here. I think what we might do is we might have somebody sit in, you know, not necessarily like they're on the panel now, and we'll see, you know.
That's how I started.
Yeah, Zia started because I think we've talked about this before, but we met on the Legion panel. I sat in on the Legion panel.
Oh, yeah.
Actually filling in for Carrie.
Yep.
So, and then I was like, oh, this girl knows her Marvel. If only I did a show where we talk about that. Anyway, so we're very excited. I'm sorry, do you want to mention Ivan Soto's comment, which is pretty funny?
No, I love it. Zia is Thanos.
Yeah. In any case, we will talk a little bit about The Punisher right now. So we're going to talk about season 2. We'll go in order. We'll talk about at least episodes 1, 2, and 3 like we're going to on Wednesday at 10 on The Punisher After Show. So let's start off, Zia. How much did you appreciate the recap from last season?
I actually didn't watch it. I was like, I'm good.
I was not good because I thought I might skip it because I was so excited and I'd been waiting all day to watch it. And then I was like, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and take a look. And I was like, oh, yeah, it's a good thing. I didn't remember some of this. I remembered a lot, especially because we had just done a recap on this show last Sunday. But episode 1, Roadhouse Blues. Zia, some of your immediate thoughts about that episode.
I always, 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 always love when shows start sort of towards the end and then go back to the beginning.
Yeah.
I love when they do that because, you know, I like spoilers. So it's like, oh, I already kind of know what happened. And then you get to fill in the blanks. It's just really fun for me. So I love that they did that, first of all. And I love that they just kind of really jumped right in.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And it's good to have that because once you get, you know, they kind of back it up to the part where, you know, Frank first shows up at the bar. It's a little bit slower paced.
Yeah.
But you're like, well, it's going to pick up.
It's going to pick up.
Because I saw that other stuff. Yes. Yeah, exactly.
And, you know, I could have probably done without the Beth and Frank scene in the bedroom and whatnot. It was very sensual. It was very slow. And I was like, all right, fine. I get why they did it. It made perfect sense for him to want to come back. But I was just like, all right. I mean, good for Frank.
Yeah, I was just going to say, you know, it's been a while for Frank. It's been a while. He needed to punish something in a different way, okay? What?
Punish some other things.
Well, yeah. So I think that, so, you know, I obviously for storytelling reasons, yes, he needs to hit it off with the bartender. There's to be a reason for him to be there two nights in a row when he's supposed to be on his way to somewhere. We don't know because he's just that guy who doesn't tell you where he's going. But I kind of like their interaction, although I think that the fact that that guy was able to walk out of the bar after saying basically what I just want to lick your tattoos and I think you'll like it. Yeah, I was just like, oh, come on. Also, just try to not creep me out so much. I know there's creepy stuff in the world, but this wasn't the time for it, you know?
I mean, look, I've had some guys say some pretty weird things and some pretty gross creepy things, so it's not totally out of the realm.
Yeah, that's true. You know what? I'm giving guys too much credit. You're absolutely right. I take it back completely.
But usually they get said to me in social media, not necessarily in person.
Oh, okay. Right.
So
they're usually preceded by really enjoyed you on the Chip podcast.
Sometimes.
Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say Ghost8386 said kick ASS. Bathroom fight in episode one.
Yes.
That was definitely one of my favorite scenes that I've seen even just so far. That was awesome.
Yeah, I mean, it's look, it's right up there with, you know, Daredevil trying to break back out of the prison that he snuck into.
Yeah.
You know, it was just great because sometimes it's hard to believe in, you know, your John Wicks or your John McClanes when they can single-handedly do so much. You're the Punisher, you're like, yeah, I mean, not only was he Marine, he was Black Ops, and he's been at this for a long time, and he's a little bit psycho.
Oh, that grunt in the bar after he, I think, stabbed the one person and then just went... I was like, whoa, yes, Frank is back.
Yeah, exactly. He's like, I'm so glad this happened.
Oh, yeah.
Which, he was. I'm using air quotes, but Rachel makes the point later, like, you're glad that happened. And I was like, oh, yes, he was.
Oh, of course. he was
like, oh, thank God.
He was toying with the idea of possibly settling down with a woman that he likes and a son. You know, he lost his family.
Yeah.
He possibly could have had just like a rent-a-family. I don't know what you would say there. But he could have had something, maybe a reason to stay put in one area. But I just don't think that's Frank.
No. I don't think that's Frank. I think Frank is the guy who, goes into the ladies' room to help out some girl who was actually really bitchy to him, by the way.
Oh, my God. She drove me crazy in those first three episodes.
But, I just mean up until that point, she had been bitchy to him. Although, Rough Road was kind of funny.
Yeah, you know, it was.
It's like, I got to agree with everyone on that. We don't really know much about what's going on and why these people, who these people are, why they're after her. Frank doesn't care. He's just like, look, somebody needs protecting, and I need to break a lot of faces. Unfortunately for people at the bar, there was a lot of collateral damage. In terms of, you know, property damage, but also in terms of people, you know.
I felt really, really, really bad for the bouncer. That made me really sad.
Yeah, seemed like a good guy.
He was just eating a burger, and she's like, you're going to do something about this? And he was super tough. And the way he snapped that dude's neck, that was awesome.
Yeah, and then...
it was really sad to see him die.
Yeah, I know.
Spoilers, and, sorry.
That's all right. Beth needs to, get an injury looked at after that. So,
a little bit.
Yeah. So, Frank brings her in the van. So that's kind of an interesting thing when we flash back, where we flash again to the thing from the beginning of the episode. We had no idea that Beth was in the back of the car, and we didn't know who she was, of course. Uh-huh. So it's this little extra thing like, oh, she's just in there the whole time of like, you know, because I can imagine those driving maneuvers when I'm, you know, trying to apply pressure on a gunshot wound
in a very interesting place.
Yes, in a very interesting place, in a sketchy van, you know, just driving around in the middle of Michigan in the middle of the night. So that was an amazing fight sequence. I was looking forward to this season, and then I was like, I am so in on this very moment right here.
So wonderfully brutal.
Yeah, and you know, that's what happens. Frank Castle is going to keep you safe, but so many people are going to get hurt.
Well, the crazy thing that drove me nuts about this girl, more than just that she was kind of bitchy to him, that she kept trying to leave. I'm like, what are you, stupid? What are you doing?
Yeah, I mean, I get, we'll talk a little bit about, you know, her in the next couple minutes. You know, her wanting to leave, I totally get, because this guy definitely seems psycho. And your instinct is just to run and keep running and run as far and as fast as you can. And this guy wants to talk to you about it. And, you know, he's taping up your mouth. He's zip tying you to the bed. And
yeah, but that's because she kept trying to run
away.
No.
I get it. Why? Seriously, yeah, I mean, like, I get why he did it.
Why
yeah.
would you run away from the one person that could, like, if you're up against all these people, you see how good they are, how quickly you almost got taken, how your life is, and you know that you're not going to run, you're not going to be able to get away. They will find you. They're coming after you in teams of people.
Yeah.
You saw later what happens.
Yeah,
like,
well,
what
we're
she
basically
knows.
Talk about episode two
yeah.
now.
Anyway, and go on.
What a great idea. The next time I'm staying in that sort of a motel, I am definitely going to also get the room on the other side so that I can tunnel through.
Just in case.
Yeah. Well, you never know. You want to be able to get out. I thought that was a nice touch, right? You know,
oh, yeah.
Frank was just like, I'm just going to dig in through there. Just you stay in the other room. And, you know, that was, of course, very brutal, you know, that whole sequence. And I think that the fact that she's trying to drive away, she's trying to run away again after all these people who are there to kill her. They don't care what she knows. They don't want her. They don't want her film canisters. You know, they don't want any of that.
And Frank is the only person standing in her way.
Yeah.
I mean, in their way.
Their way.
In their way.
Yeah.
She's still trying to leave.
Yeah. And she's still trying to leave. And then the police show up. And then even Frank, sometimes you have to assess the situation and you're like, yeah, I'm not going to kill like 12 cops just so I can get away. So that basically brings us to the end of episode two with Frank's storyline. And I want to talk a little bit about Agent Madani visiting Billy Russo a couple times a day. Creepo. And the thing that I think a lot of people are talking about in terms of Billy Russo's character, they don't love his white mask that he drew himself.
No.
I don't either, but I at least understand it. And I think they actually explain it in episode three.
Mm-hmm.
Or four. I think it might be episode four that they explain it. That's the flashback.
I think it's episode four. Yeah.
So we at least understand why he has it. I think when we talk a little bit more about Billy, and we'll talk about all this on the Punisher after show, but we'll continue to talk about the Punisher here too. We'll try not to have this show just be us echoing what we said earlier in the week. There's going to be a little of that. But, we're going to let people watch a little bit more. We get more people watching the show before we talk about maybe a big complaint that people have about Billy Russo's character. And I agree with that complaint.
Same.
But, you know, it's and that's why I'm not really talking about the way that something might have been tied in to something else in the chat before. Anyway, so I think that it's interesting. And Madani's like, he's definitely faking it. And we see pretty quickly he's actually not faking. He really doesn't remember. He's having these nightmares, so he remembers bits and pieces. But he does remember serving with Frank and Frank being like his brother. And you know,
so in his mind right now, Frank is still one of his best friends,
yeah.
which is crazy. I can't wait to see what happens there.
Yeah, I know. So people who have watched ahead, I'm sure you know. You don't need to put it in the chat. I'm really looking forward to a moment, and I feel like it's just going to be one of those where all of a sudden he's like, okay, now I remember everything.
Yep.
Yeah. So
Haywood Wong and Ghost say that they like the mask.
That's cool. I'm glad they like it. I understand why, you know, he created it and his reasoning behind it. I think it's not how we want to see Billy Russo, it's interesting. Like, when we first saw it, I'm like, okay, this is interesting.
It is. You know?
But
I just don't We'll get to it. I'm gonna stop myself right now.
Yeah, exactly. I definitely want to. We all want to stop ourselves.
We have a whole after show to, you know.
Yeah. And just the broad strokes on episode three is that I think that was a great sort of, you know, standalone episode. Just the circumstances they're in, the stakes, and just the resolution of that episode. That as an entire episode was a real standout. That is just a great hour of television, a great hour of Marvel, a great hour of Netflix. Just overall, we only have a couple minutes. Overall, what are your thoughts on episode three of season two of The Punisher?
I loved it. I agree. I loved everything that they did in the police station. I loved sort of what you see with this character that you don't exactly know who he is, but it keeps you really interested. You get just enough where you're like, oh, I really want to know more about this guy that, you know, hyper-religious, almost like a preacher sort of looking guy. Mm-hmm. I'm really curious to see more about him.
Yeah, I'm very interested. I loved and was, you know, mildly terrified by his flashback, you know, where we see him at church and, you know, he's got the basically the faded like skinhead tattoos.
I was going to say those were like Nazi tattoos, right? That was an iron cross. And okay.
And it was faded like in the way where he like tried to get them removed, but
didn't go all the way.
I guess it didn't take.
Yeah. So that was, I was like, okay. Yeah. And he seems young for a Nazi sort of person, but I guess there are. Like those neo-Nazis. I'm so curious to see where that character comes from.
Yeah, I think we'll definitely get more. So by this time next week, I think we'll be at episode six, because for the after show, we're going to do three episodes per show. So we've basically talked about the first two. So you've got a whole week to watch half of the season. We would like to talk about episode six. We'll talk about it a little bit more spoilery than we did this week. Are there any final thoughts from the chat before we say goodnight to everyone?
Zayas Bilu said the mask makes him look like the dude from Avatar, The Last Airbender. Star Drew Station 14 Cops versus the Assassins was really good.
Yep.
Yeah, so far I think everyone... Zayas Bilu, the scars could have been better done by that design/style team. Another thing we'll get into.
We'll get
totally
into that.
Agree.
Yeah, for sure.
Ivan asking, so he doesn't even remember he's a bad guy? No.
No, I think, he clearly knows that he has some rage issues, but I don't think he knows the Black Ops part of of his life, and he doesn't know the getting
what
back
he did
home.
To Frank.
Yeah, so no. All that. So,
Quickly, Black Magic 99 says Frank versus John Wick would be good to see. 100% agree. That'd be so awesome. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't know that we were fan fictioning here, but I definitely agree.
Just that I was like, oh, that'd be awesome.
In any case, so we kind of rushed through it, but like we told you, if you want to really dive in and listen to some talk about The Punisher, Wednesday at 10 o'clock. Zia, myself, and April.
April Dawn.
April Dawn? That's her name,
April
Dawn? April
Dawn.
Okay. I don't know. I get confused. April Dawn. Which is also a great action movie. April Dawn.
I know, right?
April Dawn in April Dawn. So we will talk about that Wednesday at 10, and then at 10 Pacific. Thursday at 3 Pacific. Here on AfterBuzz TV, you'll find the Punisher After Show. And, of course, we'll be back here next Sunday. I'm going to try to also watch a couple more episodes of The Gifted. We didn't get a chance to talk to them at all. Talk about them. Or to them.
I don't know. Yeah. Do we want to talk to them? Tell them how we feel?
You
want to
be like, Nico, I love the outfit. Right?
I'll be like, Nico, I like you. You're my favorite.
Yeah.
And then it stops there.
And then you're like, I don't know about anybody else. Anyway... If you'd like to follow Zia and find out where else to see her, Zia.
You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Zia_land. It's XIA_land. And if you feel so inclined, head over to Facebook as well, and you can find me at Zia Landerson.
And if you would, if you enjoy hearing Zia and I talk and you're not about to get enough of us doing the Punisher After Show as well, we were on the latest episode of my personal podcast, The Blackcast, BLADTCAST.com, where we gave an unbridled, uncensored, no-holds-barred review of season 11 of Doctor Who, which we were both not that thrilled with, but we had there were some high points. So please check that out, and you can follow me at ChristianDMZ. That's all the time we have for this week, but until next week, Excelsior!
Bye!
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.